Listen to the man who created the database you use every day. Today on Hacker Public Radio. A couple of months ago, I attended FSCon's 2013. There I met Mikael Montuvidenius, the driving force behind both MySQL and MariaDB. This is a guy who loves being a developer and he loves open source software. He named MySQL after his daughter My, and the new fork MariaDB got its name from his other daughter, Maria. Monty was invited to FSCon's 2013 to give a speech entitled The MySQL and MariaDB Story. And the synopsis on fsconz.org says, the story of how MySQL was created, why it was successful, and how it grew until it was sold to Sun, who was then overtaken by Oracle. It will also cover how and why MariaDB was created, and what we are doing to ensure that there will always be a free version of MySQL under the name of MariaDB. The talk will also explain the challenges we have had to do this fork, especially the merge with MySQL 5.5 and the various systems like BuildBot that we used to build the binaries and how we are working with the MariaDB/MySQL community. End quote. This presentation can be found on YouTube and I encourage you all to have a look at that. But let us now listen to the short version, as I have a little chat with one of the creators of MySQL.
So my name is Mikael Videnius, everybody calls me Monty. I'm here to talk about MySQL, the history, and why we went from creating MySQL to creating MariaDB, and why it's important that MariaDB exists. And our aim is to make MySQL obsolete as soon as possible, because it's not open source anymore.
All right, and that is the basic gist of your problem with MySQL as of today, that it isn't open source.
Yes, because it's no open core and there is no binding promises ever done by Oracle that would even ensure in some context that it would be a future of MySQL. And logically, I don't see a reason why they would like MySQL to have a future, because they lose so much money just because of MySQL existence.
Why did you create MySQL from the start?
To solve my own problems. So I was working as a first a worker and then a consultant in different companies, and I saw a need for a database and I created one, and then I got some friends in Sweden who find customers for it, and then we were using that for actually big data back then and tracking people's behavior when they were shopping. So I just optimized the database for years for my own use and my customers' use. But I always wanted to do something good for the open source community because I was using a lot of open source tools. So when the opportunity arose, when I wrote the SQL on top of my old product, and then I noticed, or me and David Axmark, the other founder of MySQL, noticed that, hey, this is actually something that could be usable for many. Then we released it, and we released it in such a way that we could, that if it would be a success, we would get enough money so we could hire more people to develop it. And that was kind of the original history.
And when was this?
So the release was in 95, but I started the original project in 81.
And you have never tired of developing on in SQL. You haven't got tired of being a developer and coding through all these years?
No, so even when MySQL started to get successful, I always have been in a developer role. I was hiring people to do the management so I could spend at least half of my time doing development, and I'm still doing that.
Wonderful. And now you are, what is your role in the MariaDB Foundation?
So I'm the CTO there, and the reason we created the MariaDB Foundation was to ensure that the one mistake we did with MySQL, with not protecting the community development of it, would never happen with MariaDB. So while MariaDB part of the trademark is now owned by SkySQL, and all the main core engineers of MySQL are working on SkySQL. We are the foundation who have the right to the trademarks of the server to ensure that there will always be community participation in the development on it, so that we never have to do a fork again.
But you never stopped working on MySQL. You went with the project to Sun when you sold it, right?
Yes, and I wanted to ensure that Sun would take care of both the project and the people who were part of the project. I also wanted to help Sun to go to the next level of open source, because Sun was a really good promotional entity of open source, but they never really understand how can they take it to the next level, how can they do both business and good things with open source. I wanted to help Sun doing that, but unfortunately Sun got bought before that was possible.
Yeah, and that was sad, not just for MySQL, but for other projects they were doing as well.
I mean, most of the open source projects that was developed by Sun, like OpenSolaris, LibreOffice, Oracle has effectively killed all of them.
Mm. Yeah.
At least from in the Oracle companies. Some of those has been able to survive outside, others has not.
Right. You just had a major release of MariaDB, right?
Yes, so we released the 10.0 beta release on the 7th of November, very recently, and that's a replication release. So now we, for the first time in the MySQL history, the slave is as fast as the master for doing queries.
Right.
And we also have a totally new implementation of global transaction ID that makes very, very easy to switch a slave to a master. So we solve two of the biggest problems that exists in the MySQL replication environment.
And there are a lot of other news as well?
Yes, I mean, we have lots of features, some taken from MySQL 5.6, something that we implemented ourselves, like multi-source replication, which is also a replication feature. So we basically, if you're looking at the MySQL history and the MariaDB history, what we added in MariaDB, we have much better replication, much more secure code, with test cases for everything, and we also have a much better optimizer, so which makes MariaDB the choice for advanced queries.
Right, and MariaDB is rapidly growing in user base, and the Linux distributions are including it as the default option, as I understand it.
Yes.
Where do you think it will be in 5 years?
Looking at how things are now, I've seen some estimates from reliable sources like the 451 group, who has said that by 2015, more than 50% of our users were running MariaDB instead of MySQL. I hope that we'll get sooner, because the way the MySQL development is going, we who know the code, we are very unhappy what happens with MySQL, and we just hope that people will choose a more secure and more open source product instead of MySQL.
And if I understood you correctly from your presentation, most of the developers from the start of MySQL are now involved in MariaDB.
Actually, it was from the beginning. So when I left Oracle, I left with a group. So almost all of the core engineers, the one who were from the start, who knows most of the code, and you can basically put them to do anything in the code because they know it, all of them moved to MariaDB. And we're working on that since for almost 5 years now. So in practical points of view, to replace MySQL with MariaDB is like that. Everything is compatible. You just uninstall MySQL, put in MariaDB, you get something that is, in most cases, notable, faster, and has much more features, and without any drawbacks. While where we are today already with MariaDB 5.5, there's no reasons to use MySQL anymore. MariaDB, in a practical point of view, is always better.
And that's a main feature, actually.
Yep.
Is it hard to get into the community if there is a core group of developers who has been in the project for a long time? Is it hard for someone to come from the outside and contribute?
So one thing that we missed in MySQL was that because of resources and the disagreement between management and the developers, we didn't have an active community group who were driving the community development in MySQL AB. And I hope that Sun would fix it. They didn't. So what we have done with MariaDB, we have made it very easy for people from the outside to come and contribute code into MariaDB. And that's actually one of the main things that the foundation is doing. So if somebody has a patch, they can request the foundation to do a review. We'll review the code immediately. We'll help them getting into MariaDB. And that also have given us a lot of code from the community into MariaDB. MariaDB 5.2 was basically features that come almost exclusively from the community. Now we have people at in the Alibaba group in China, we have Google who are doing work on MariaDB. So we are kind of spreading things. That makes the product more viable over the future.
And if we wrap this up, what would you like to plug?
So the main problem we have had with MariaDB, actually also with MySQL, all of our time is that we don't know which feature we are developing that people are using. So with MariaDB, we created a feedback plugin that is totally anonymously sending a show status once a week to a server on our site, and anybody can go and see all the statistics. If people just can enable that one, that will help us a lot, because then we can see who is using the storage engine, who is using the GIS features, and so on. So we know where should we put the resources. That will be really, really helpful. And of course, coming into the project and helping us translate the manual. We have people working on the manual, but our people that are employed are mostly doing English. So translation would be important. And of course, if people are using MySQL or MariaDB in a really critical production environment, coming and helping the MariaDB Foundation to be able to with donations, to be able to hire more people working MariaDB would be also be appreciated.
Wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you have it. So if you have not made the switch to MariaDB yet, now is the time. And Monty asks everyone who uses MariaDB to activate the anonymous plugin so that the developers might know what to focus their attention on if you cannot help with money or developing skills. We are all dependent on databases, and it's a good thing for us that Monty is out there doing what's right. If you wish to look Monty in the eyes, you have the opportunity to do so, as this interview was recorded and will be released on YouTube or similar. Follow All in IT Radio on Google+, Twitter, or Identica for updates on when that will be released. This is CT, signing off.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.